From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Confidence up.
Confidence up. Don't you love it?
We're on the move.
This is the ANZ. Yeah, we're all feeling good. This is the ANZ Business Outlook. I like this survey. It's monthly, so it's sort of high frequency, checking in on the mood of the business sector. Now, we know that business confidence has bounced sharply since the election, and that's still evident in the results of the survey. So, headline business confidence has lifted a further 4 points to plus 37. And just bearing in mind, Mike, from 2017 right through the general election, that's 6 years, business confidence spent most of that time in negative territory. So we'll take the plus 37. Unfortunately, own activity outlook actually moved in the other direction. It fell 3 points to plus 26. So plus 26 is all sort of quite, you know, still reasonably okay, but it is moving the other direction. I like the own activity number because it's sort of less skewed and less affected by external factors such as, you know, politics. People are a bit more objective about their own business. Now, a couple of factors I wanted to comment on in the survey. Recently, you've seen quite a big lift in the residential construction outlook, which feels a little bit sort of weird. That has dramatically collapsed. Now, it is a volatile series, I will acknowledge that, but it fell from plus 29 to minus 4. Now, we are seeing dwelling consents fall away, weakening recently. We get an update on them tomorrow. Sort of maybe we'll start to see a flaw in those, but residential construction falling away quite a lot. Now, the second issue here in the survey is inflation expectations. Now, this is important for the Reserve Bank. It's almost as important as actual inflation numbers are, because where people think inflation is going is critical. I mean, if you think inflation is going to keep going up, you're more likely to raise your prices. Now, the RBNZ, they do their own survey of inflationary expectations, and they get a read from it in this survey as well. Now, inflation expectations have fallen. They've fallen from 4.61 to 4.28. That's good. It's moving in the right direction. But unfortunately, the proportion of firms looking to raise prices still remains pretty high. So there's a bit of a conundrum here, because this pricing intentions is problematic. It's forward-looking. So I think the RBNZ will note that. I think that there are still some reasonably widespread profitability concerns in the business sector. That's why people are looking at raising their prices, because costs are actually still going up. But overall, if we take the sort of big message from the ANZ Business Outlook, I think there are glimmers of optimism in it. And I think on balance, the sentiment in the business sector is saying the worst is behind us.
Part of the macro view is, of course, China. And I know that 49.2 is not expansionary, and that's a problem.
No, I've said all along, we'll try and keep an eye on China data. We tend to get overwhelmed with data out of Europe and the US. So let's keep a focus on China. Chinese economy still looks weak for New Zealand Inc. That's something we need to note. It's still our largest export partner. They've still got problems in the property sector. That news out of the sort of property giant Evergrande in the last few days that they're going to liquidation is evidence of that. Yesterday, we had the release of the official manufacturing purchasing managers index. Yeah, you're right, 49.2. It's under 50, so it's in contractionary territory. It's a touch higher than it was last month. It was 49 last month, but it's the fourth consecutive month of contraction in manufacturing, and what is the world's manufacturing powerhouse. Also, the employment sub-index here, Mike, sitting at 47.6, that's weak. So you've got a low appetite in the manufacturing sector to hire workers. We know they've got a big issue with youth unemployment, so jobs in manufacturing might still be hard to find. Look, the central bank at the moment in China, they're actually easing monetary policy. They're trying to give the economy a lift, trying to stimulate the economy and provide support to the property sector, but they're not out of the woods yet.
4.1 in Australia, that was about what they saw, wasn't it, quickly?
Yeah, inflation cooling, headline inflation cooled. A little bit below expectations, actually, Mike. They thought it was going to come at 4.3, 4.1. The market over there now expecting cuts in their official cash rate as early as June.
Numbers, please.
Okay, the Dow Jones. The Dow Jones is sort of hovering a little bit up, a little bit down. 38,482. It's up 15 points at the moment. The S&P 500 is down 0.8%, 4885. And the Nasdaq's taken a bit of a hit. We've got some of the big tech companies announced announcing this week. The NASDAQ's down actually 1.36% as we look at it, 200 points, 15,299. FTSE 100 lost just under 0.5% overnight, 7630. The Nikkei up 0.6%, 36286. The Shanghai Composite still under a bit of pressure, 1.48% fall yesterday, 2788. The Aussies cheered the inflation number though, 7680, up over 1%. We were down 0.35% yesterday on the NZX 50, 11,872. Kiwi dollar against the US on the wholesale markets, 0.6145 US, 0.9309 Aussie, 0.5660 against the euro, 0.4827 quid. 89.82 against the Japanese yen. Gold has rallied. It's at $2,051, and Brent crude down a little bit, $81.73.
See you Friday, mate. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.